Message number 727. His throne has been stolen. His power has not. Wednesday, March 13, 2013 at 09:20 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, I have been condemned to death for the second time. The insult of the ruling in Rome which you witnessed today cuts me in two. When I stood before my executioners accused of heresy and of daring to speak the truth, my apostles ran away and were nowhere to be found. Those who followed me and accepted my teachings betrayed me when my word was challenged by those in authority. They began to lose trust in me and they began to doubt me. Some of my followers believed the crimes of heresy of which I was accused and that they were justified. So powerful were my accusers, men in high places dressed in exotic robes and who walked and talked with a sense of real authority, that few doubted them. I was probed, challenged, sneered at, belittled, ridiculed, and mocked for speaking the truth. People fell before these rulers, men with mighty voices and whose authority was never questioned. My voice became like a whisper in the midst of the roars of my accusers. Heretic, they shouted. They said I spoke with an evil tongue, that I blasphemed against God, and that I wanted to destroy their church. And so they murdered me in cold blood. It will be no different when I try to make my voice known now, when I attempt to warn all God's children about events which I spoke to you, my daughter, for the last couple of years. My word will be treated with contempt. My word will be questioned. Doubts will creep in, and once again my apostles will run away and leave me to the wolves. Make no mistake, the truth has been revealed to you. I have told you, my followers, how you will be deceived. This will be very difficult for you, because you will question this impostor who sits in my Father's house. My beloved Pope Benedict XVI was persecuted and fled as foretold. I have not appointed this person who claims to come in my name. He, Pope Benedict, will guide my followers towards the truth. I have not deserted him, and I will hold him close to my heart and give him the comfort he needs at this terrible time. His throne has been stolen. His power has not. Your Jesus,